Oh, hey, welcome to the Single and Sewing Podcast. I'm your host, once Leah, and I'm glad that you're here. Now, before you go anywhere or try to figure out what's happening, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for each and every episode, oh God, that is released from this platform, oh God. I pray that I decrease and you increase, oh God. I pray, oh God, that episode from this platform, oh God, will be a blessing, oh God, to your people, oh God, to the source, oh God, to the listeners, oh God. Father, I pray, oh God, that you, the people that you've already, oh God, cultivated for this space, oh God, will reach this space, oh God. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, oh God, that people will just be blessed and lives will be transformed, oh God. Have your way and take your place, oh God, because I know you're the King of glory, oh God. I know you're the King of kings and Lord of lords, and that there is no one like you and none can be compared to you, oh God. Thank you. Amen. Now let's get into it. Oh my goodness, you are back again. Welcome back to the Singer Sewing Podcast. Thank you for making it through the intro. I'm grateful that you are here today. I actually want to give shout out to my listeners and people who have just been supportive, right? A few episode drop and you guys have been supportive. And I know the Instagram page hasn't been popping the way it should. It will, right? And if you haven't subscribed and if you're not following Instagram, please go ahead and follow the Single and Sewing Podcast on Instagram, the page, right? I post a lot on the storage and I also post a lot of questions just to engage with you all. And if you haven't you've been listening to a podcast, you haven't left a comment on any of the episode, please go ahead and do so. I just want to know if it's resonating with you and or if it's not, right? But then again, hopefully it's resonating with you, the fact that you keep coming back. I want to say shout out to my listener from Germany. I don't know what it is. I saw that. I said, wow, I got a listener in Germany. Lord Jesus, it's great. And I have a listener in the UK. I think I know who this listener is, but yeah, I might be wrong, but I think I know who this listener is because this listener has been very supportive. Even when I co-hosted a podcast with my sister, the Fly From Africa podcast. So I know who this listener is, hopefully. But then I have listeners that are in the States, but different parts of the States. I was like, oh, who's this person? Who do I know in Colorado? Who do I know, in the different parts of the States? And in the city as well. All right, different cities too. So it's been really great to see like that, when you're looking at the data. I actually try not to look at it too much, but I do, I do. And I want to give you a shout out in the beginning. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. And I hope you continue to be blessed as you, stay tuned with the Single Sewing Podcast, whether you are, driving, while listening to it. I'm grateful for each and every one of you who are just, saying, I want to be plugged in with a Single Sewing Podcast. And if you haven't plugged in yet, please go ahead and do so. You can send me an email, right? And I will respond. You can send me an email. I'm giving you the permission. You can send me an email. You can actually send me an email at hello@singerandsewingpodcast.org. Or, right? So you got my email. Is actually in the notes as well. So yeah, you can send me an email and I'll respond. I'm somebody who like to respond to people. I like to engage people as well. And if you love to be on the podcast, I would love to host you as a soar. Let's soar together. I love to have conversations. I love having conversations actually with people and like to pick people's brains. I like to listen while people are talking. And as people are talking, I'm just processing what they're saying. So I love to hear from you. Honestly, my single brothers, my single sisters, my single mom, my single fathers as well. I would love to hear your story, your journey, and how you soar in this season. How you now say, I'm not just going to wait around. I'm going to trust the Lord. And even if you're expecting a kid, you're trusting the Lord for a kid, as Hannah was trusting the Lord for a kid in the book of 1 Samuel. And hey, you know what? How are you navigating that season? How are you soaring? How are you staying strong? You know, I love to hear all of that. Okay, enough of the pleasantry. It's not enough. I'll take that back. It's not enough. I'm grateful for each of you. Yeah. Thank you. Now, let's talk about what we are here today to do. Okay. So, guys, we have an episode that hit close to home, but I actually have a question for you guys. Actually, two questions, but I think in this episode, I'll have a lot of questions for each and every one of you. But I have a question. Okay. Now, maybe you might be driving and you have to really ponder on this in this early morning you're driving, or, you know, you are home and you're cooking. You're listening to it and you're like, ooh, that's a good one. Or, I don't know, you are the library or you are the gym, you're on your walk. I don't know where you are, what location you're at. Listen to the podcast, the Single and Sewing podcast, to be very specific, okay? But I want to know, have you ever felt like trapped in the cycle of saying yes when you really wanted to say no? Like, honestly, let's say, what's going on? Like, for real, have you ever felt like trapped in that space, like that cycle of just saying yes to people when you really wanted to say no, but you didn't know how to go, you know, you didn't want to say no, like you didn't know how to go about it? And my next question would be, do you find yourself like pushing your feelings aside, right, just to keep the peace? Like, have you ever found yourself recently or in the past few years, few months, like, oh, you started noticing, no, I'm always pushing my feeling aside, you know, just to keep the peace. That's a good, I don't know. What's your question? I mean, think about it. Maybe leave your comment down below. Let me hear it. I want to know what it is. And if you are into of those questions resonate with you and you have an answer, trust me, you're not alone. Because your girl here is that. I used to be that, okay, in that space. And bless the Lord for my therapist. Anyway, so into this episode, you gotta get G's. Into this episode, we're actually going to be diving into the topic surrounding people pleasing, okay? We're going to be diving into that struggle of people pleasing. And what it looks like, you know, and why we are so, you know, we find ourselves in that space and it's like a cycle and a cycle, a cycle, and we find it hard to break. And my hope is after this part, you know, episode, you know, you'll find freedom in choosing God's approval over the applause of other people, because I think people pleasing is because we really want the approval of other people instead of the approval of God. Or we just don't trust and believe that God's approval of us is more important. And that's the most important approval we need. Instead of, you know, we're so fixated on others' like approval because we can see them physically, because we feel like we cannot see God physically and the people around us. We want the approval, the applause of them, right? Yes. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay. We're going to be talking about people pleasing. Okay. And also to just dive into like the tolls that it take on our mental health and our spiritual health as well. Because sometimes when we think about people pleasing, people just think about like the physical side. But there's a spiritual angle to that and then the mental side of it as well. And my hope is, you know, we will be able to take the step forward, you know, as we, you know, walk in truth in Christ Jesus and know that we are who God says we are. He's already said it. It's already done. And that we don't need the applause of other people. If we get the applause of other people, it should not be our identity. It should not be the things that we're craving for. So we're just trying to get down to the root cause. That root, you know, that root right there. You know, roots is something. Like that root cause of why, you know, people pleasing. Why do we find ourselves in that space? And how can we get out of it and walk, you know, in freedom in Christ Jesus? Yeah. So hopefully you're ready for this. you're ready for this. One of the things I actually wanted to also do is when I was thinking about this topic is actually, you know, find data that helped, that would help this episode. Look at me saying that helped. I feel like I speak with a lot of S. If my dad was here, he'd be like, why are you adding S to that? My dad was an English person. Like, he would correct you every sentence, every word you say, he would correct you. Now I feel like I have freedom. You know, I can make mistakes and I'm okay. But yeah, so I wanted to get data to just help put things in perspective, because I just didn't want to speak. Yes, I can speak about my experience, which I'm going to talk about. But having data also to realize that, you know, you're not going through this alone. There are a lot of people that are going through this as well. That's why I asked the question, if you ever feel yourself, you know, find yourself trapped in a cycle of just saying yes when you really wanted to say no. And then how you are in this, have you found yourself in that space of like just pushing your feelings aside just to accommodate, you know, or keep the peace, right? And that peace is actually fake peace. It's not real peace, honestly. It's not the peace that scripture talks about in the book of Philippians that surpasses all understanding. That is not God's peace. But anyway, I understand, because you're not alone. We're all journeying together. That's why we have the Single and Soaring podcast, to talk about these things. Yes. Okay. So here's some data for you guys. In 2022, right, according to the Barna Group study, they revealed, like the data study, right, and they revealed that 72% of Christians reported struggling with people pleasing, especially in the context of relationship and ministry settings. Let that sink in again. I want to repeat that. 72% of Christians reported struggling with people pleasing, especially in the, you know, the context of ministry and relationship settings. What? Lord Jesus, have mercy. And another data that I pulled also to was from the American Association of Christian Counselor. I want to be, because this is a Single Soaring podcast. This is a, you know, a Christian space as well for singles, right? So I want to make sure we're intentional about the data too. But yeah, the American Association of Christian Counselor in 2023, they actually found that people pleasers are 65% more likely to experience anxiety and emotional burnout, because they are prioritizing, right, the needs of other people over their own well-being. Oop, that hits close to home. Lord Jesus. Right. And then also to a calling to Harvard Business Review study. Oh, my God. Look at your girl giving you data. Oh, I love you guys. Oh, according to Harvard Business Review study in 2021, it was actually reported and noted that struggling with people pleasing people who struggle with people pleasing often battle with perfectionism. I want to pronounce that right. Perfectionism and the fear of conflict, which can actually lead to them feeling, you know, resentment and emotional exhaustion. Who, I remember reading this, I said, you see that emotional exhaustion? Oof, yes. Oh, yes. That resonate. It hit close to home. Okay. That, think about the data. 72%, according to Barna's group study, 72% of Christians, like, who struggle with people pleasing, like, they struggle with that in the context of ministry settings and relationships. And I can think the relationship is not just, you know, romantic relationship. It can be friendship. It can be with a family relationship, the spouse, spousal relationship. It can be all the shape, okay, that requires moving. Because I always tell, you know, ship, anything that has a ship, that means there has to be a movement. It's either a movement forward or a movement backward. But there's a ship, because when you think about a ship keeps moving, right? They move, they stop, they pedal. Yeah. Okay. You guys, I need to take a cruise. Anyway. And then having the American Association of Christian Counselor in 2023, finding out that 65% of people who struggle with that, like people pleasers, are more likely to have, you know, experience like an increase in the anxiety level and the emotional burnout. Whew, that was something. And then also too, with Harvard Business Review, right? Their study in 2021 showing that, you know, people who struggle with people pleasing often battle with perfectionism and the fear of conflict. It's real. It is real. It is real. I'll say that because when I think about 2022, my thought out were a lot of people were at the result of people pleasing and me pushing my emotions aside just to accommodate everybody else's emotion and feelings. And there are things that, you know, I kept inside when we say there are times where I know somebody was saying something and I'm like, that's not what I said. But I just kept quiet because I wanted to keep the peace. right? But inside was burning. I was having like a fit inside. My emotions were like all over the place. Like I was hurt. When you talk about hurt, I was hurt. Because I'm thinking, no, I'm accommodating. I'm creating space for you. And then I get blamed for, it was a lot for me. But I'm grateful to the Lord for restoration and repairs. And just pruning me in that season, you know. That's something I'll talk about another day. And, you know, I'll talk about my part as well that I play in it. Because I feel like if you're not able to express your emotions and things, your feelings to people, you tell people how the way they need to treat you. So I think I'm relearning myself and getting to know myself. And one of the things that my therapist, oh my God, bless her heart, told me was like, Wanslia, you need to discover Wanslia, discover you. Because I think the reason why we struggle with people pleasing is because we haven't discovered us, because from a wound or a hurt that happened as a child. There's a connectivity right there. There's a correlation right there when, you know, as a kid, versus as an adult, you know, there are formative years when it comes to us as a child, pretty 0 to 1 to 8. Those years are very important, and those are formative years. And if we're not careful, if we're not nurtured the right way, if we're not raised, you know, covered and protected the right way, we end up growing up with wounds into our adulthood that start manifesting in different ways. It manifests in the phase of being a people pleaser, being a perfectionism. Meaning, if you deal with a space where, you know, you have strict people, parents, you have to do this, so you're doing things to please them. So it was okay to function in that way and be perfect and have all the A's, all the this, you know, make sure you don't get into trouble and all of these lists. Then you get, that was great to function in that, right? Because that was a season. But then those things, you don't get to learn them as an adult. It starts showing up also too. Now you're a perfectionism freak. And and then you also don't like conflict because, you know, you're struggling with that because you don't want to hurt people feeling, because you're a people pleaser as well. It's just because you didn't want to imagine if you didn't want to hurt your parents' feelings and your siblings' feelings, you know what I mean? And you're pleasing everybody. And then now you have conflict. You don't really know how to deal with it because you're like confused. How do I approach this conversation and all of that? So you get in the space of people pleasing. Okay, you're in the space of people pleasing. I'm saying that from experience. Okay, I'm somebody I would say I like to keep the peace, but sometimes I don't think that's the best way to do it. I think it's the best way to actually have the conversation. Meaning also to have the conversation when you're in the right space and right frame of mind. Don't just jump into a conversation and people pleasing, because sometimes if not, you find yourself, you know, engaging into conversations that you're not prepared for. So sometimes I say, you know, take it to the Lord, pray about it. Because for me, that's how it helps. That's how I navigate, because I'm a processor. I would process things, every single word. I would process it. And I reflect on things. And also too, because I live for the audience of one, my convictions come with my time with the Lord. Me processing, me saying, Lord, what should I do? What should I not do? Should I move? Should I speak? And stuff like that. That's where my convictions come from. And that's like my secret weapon. That's my weapon. It's like going to the Lord. And it wasn't like that always. So when you're in the habit of people pleasing, right? Like the statistics shows that, right? You prioritize everybody, like the counselor, you know, in 2023, their report, the American Association of Christian Counselors in 2023, where their report talked about, you know, as people pleaser, right? The 65%. Like for real, of people like suffer anxiety, you know. So that is even real, because I'm somebody that actually deals with anxiety, and my doctor, oh my God, two of my doctors actually prescribe some, you know, anxiety medication. But with it, the way I am, this is Wanslia. This is 29-year-old Wanslia, okay? I don't like medication. And also too, I just don't want to live my life on medication. So what I've been doing is I've been taking inventory of each step in my daily life, like the things that I do daily, so I don't fall into that space of going back and taking medication. So I'm pretty sure when I get to meet my primary care doctor again, she might be like, why didn't you pick up the medication? Okay. I'm grateful also that she's a believer, so she know how I am when it comes to things like that. But yet, They told me I got high anxiety, people. Okay. But I'm in therapy. My therapist is great. My therapist is great. It's helped me. And then also too, I think for me, reflecting on the word of God and renewing my mind day in and day out also too has been very helpful on the journey as well when it comes to people pleasing. Because one thing I'm also observing too, because I do inventory, internal inventory, right? So when I find myself like doing something and something is off in my spirit, I know I'm people pleasing. Then I'm like, nope, this is not what I should be doing. And I'm quick to say, no, I don't have the capacity. So one of my new words now these days is capacity, capacity, capacity. Shout out to my boss. She said once, Leah, you need to know when to say yes and when to say no. And that's something I teach people. But it's, you know, when you have to do it as a servant, because too, I do believe that people pleasing, the habit of people pleasing falls in line with like as a server. Because if you serve, you like to serve. Because I believe it's better to serve than to be served. So when you're in that space, you find yourself like teaming that, you know, walking that line of like people pleasing and, you know, your service. Where, okay, am I saying yes? Just to say yes. For example, I serve on the prayer team at my church, right? So, and my church is half an hour away from me, right? And I love my church, so I don't want to change church. You know, it's hard. I've had conversation with friends, and I'm like, man, I don't want to miss my church, but it is hard, right? So I have that you know conversation, and I serve at church, so I'm like, ugh. And then there are times I don't want to go, but then I might get a message from, you know, my pastor. And it'll be like, hey, we need a couple of people in prayer partner. Sometimes I just don't have the capacity, but I will say yes, right? And, you know, I'll go, but I'm burnt out, right? Because that's people pleasing. Because all I could say is, oh, I won't be able to show up this time. The week has been very hard. I would love to, you know, just watch service online today, right? But my people-pleasing side of me will pop up. And I'll just say, yes, yes, yes. But guys, you'll be proud of me, right? It wasn't me people-pleasing. It was me just, you know, you trying to see where the Lord wants to use me in the season, meaning with the kids ministry. And I started serving. And then I realized that I was stretching myself. So I remember having a conversation with a pastor for the ministry, and I said, oh, sorry, you know, it was hard because I love kids. If you know me, you know I rock with kids. They're like my best friend, like my heart melts when I see kids. So, and I just said, oh, sorry, in this season, I don't think I have the capacity to do that. That felt like a relief. Like I felt like a heavy weight was taken off my shoulders because I took myself there and said, oh, I love to serve. So now the fact to even say no, I'm walking away was hard, right? But I was able to do that. And I remember just saying, yes, I'm just gonna focus on the prayer, you know, prayer partner, the prayer team in this season of my life, and just be faithful there. Because I do believe, because when you're in a space of people pleasing, you're saying yes, 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 and yes, you end up not serving well. You end up not serving well. You just end up just going here and there, just doing things just to please people. But you're not serving God. You're serving people. You're waiting for people to applaud you. Like, you did great. You did great. You did this. And it's like, okay, but did you talk to God about all the yeses that you're giving? Or you're just saying it because that's your friend. You don't want to hurt your friend's feelings. Or that's your job. You don't, you know, like, give me your job. Like, you don't work on Saturday or Sunday. And they're like, all right, let's go. Can you show up this time? No, if you don't have the capacity. No, I would love to show up, but I don't have the capacity. Even in your relationship, you should have time for yourself. Hey, do you want to go? Hey, I don't have the capacity. I don't have the time right now to do that. But thank you for thinking about me, like having the words to say that as well. All right. I feel like I just been saying a lot of things, but yeah, I got scripture for you. Okay. Couple of scriptures that actually helped me on my journey, right, would be Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, right? When the Apostle Paul actually asked a rhetorical question. Now, granted, context-wise, in the Apostle Paul wrote a letter, epistles to the Galatia, right? The churches in Galatia, because they were acting up. He was irritated by, you know, their actions, you know. They had people coming in, misleading them, and they were on board with that. So he had to write a letter, you know. When the Apostle Paul start writing to you, okay, when he start writing, you should be ready for it, because he be rebuking, okay? And Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, the Apostle Paul asked a question. He said, am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? What? He asked them, I call this a rhetorical question, because he, like for real, Wansalia, are you trying to, you know, win the approval of like people or of God, the one who created you? And reading that text kind of like put, you know, confronted me, honestly. And it actually put a lot into perspective for me. I do believe that this verse became a wake up call for me personally, right? Like, I started asking myself questions like, whose approval am I like really living for? I think that's a question. If you're struggling with people pleasing, you find yourself in that space, it's like, who approval are you like literally living for? Like, is it the approval of your parents, your job, your friends, your relationship, your husband, or the approval of God? Because at the end of the day, you're living for the audience of one. Okay? You're living for the audience of one. You're not living for the audience of two. I know the world wants to tell us that we're living for ourselves. No, you're not living for yourself. You're living for God, right? I'm talking to my believers, because there are people who just don't believe in God. Bless their heart. I'm talking about my believers, for people who are prophets, like profess Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You're living for the audience of one. No matter what season you are in, you have to be asking yourself those questions if you're dealing with people pleasing, right? Are you really living for the approval of men or of God? Like, whose approval are you living for? Like, for real. That's something to, like, just think about. Whose approval are you living for daily, right? So Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 will be your best friend. Because Paul said, I want to continue on the verse, right? He said, am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? Right? If I was still trying to please people, he continues to say, I would not be a servant of Christ Jesus. So for me, that alone is like, oop, once Leah, if you're trying to please people, then you're not a servant of Christ. Because servant of Christ is trying to please Christ, not people. A servant of Christ is serving Christ, because God has already approved them. If he didn't approve them, he wasn't going to pay on the cross, even when they rejected him. He still paid on the cross saying, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. It's his last word, right? So it's like, think about that. No, if I'm living for the approval of people, then I'm just not living for Christ at all. Then I'm not a servant of Christ. If I'm still trying to, you know, please people, get the applause of people. If you're still in that space or doing that, then you need to reexamine if you're actually living for Christ. Or you like living for Christ, or you know who you are, honestly. because Paul confronting, like, I do believe that the Apostle Paul was literally confronting that desire that we have as humans to literally, like, you know, to, you know, get the approval of people. Versus God's approval, because there's something us that want the approval of humans. Like, even when we go to school, get a degree, want approval of our parents. You know, when we marry, want the approval of our parents as well. Want the approval of our spouse to see us this way. Even when we're single, we want the approval of people to validate our singleness. You know, there's just a lot of things that we do that is coming from a space of operating in people pleasing. The root cause of people pleasing, because there are wounds that haven't been dealt with, because we don't know who we are. And because those wounds weren't dealt with, and we were operating in a certain way during that time. So subconsciously, not knowing that, it traveled with us. And everywhere you go, like, you take you where you go. That's what my therapist says. You take you wherever you go. Okay. So that is real. And it's real. I probably will bring my therapist on this podcast. Who knows? watch and see. Okay. And then, so the Greek War, in the Greek War, right, the Arisco, right? That's the Greek word for approval. And it means to seek, to please, to accommodate oneself to the desires of others, right? And then, so I want to say that, and it's spelled A-R-E-S-K-O, and that's the Greek word, right? And it's literally to seek, to please, and to accommodate oneself to the desires of others, right? And the thing is, we can't fully like serve Christ and people at the same time. There's no two master. We can't have two master at the same time. It's either God or man. And we all know, if you choose man, that's your downfall. If you choose Christ, that's the best thing you can ever do, right? So there can be things to think about as you're navigating, you know, your journey. And honestly, there will be like moments when obeying God means disappointing other people, and you should be okay with that. I've learned that now when I say no to people, right? Like, it's going to be a disappointment to people, but I'm okay with it. I'm content with that season. I'm content with my no, because it's a complete sentence. And if the person on the other side have a problem with it, then I don't know what to do. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. Like, you know, because if I've been saying yes and I'm now saying no, and you take that as like, oh my God, this person is not, that's none of my business. That's an issue that you have to deal with. That's the issue that you have to deal with. So we should be comfortable with saying no, and be okay with our no's. I'm just saying. Okay with your no's, baby. Okay with your no's. Another verse that I have a lot of scripture for you guys today. Another verse I have for you guys is Proverbs 29 verse 25. Okay. So as I was reading Proverb, right? Because you know, I read Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 that talks about, you know, without vision, the people perish, right? Yeah, so I read the whole text. So the book of Proverbs 29, chapter 29, right? It's a lot of warnings going on. A lot of rebuke too. I would say, oop, this is really good. And it reads, the fear of man will prove to be snare, right? But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. And the Hebrew word for that, I try to pronounce that Hebrew word, and it's M-O-W-Q-E-S-H, Moesh. I try to pronounce it, but it wasn't easy. And also, too, sometimes I don't be, you know, making situations there. So it means a trap, right? So snooze. So that's another thing to think about, right? As we are trying to please men, right, is a trap. Proverbs is telling us that that's a trap. Fear of man will prove to be a trap. But whosoever trusts in the Lord, right, is kept safe. So our safety and then the approval that we're looking for is from the Lord. It is not from the world. It is from King Jesus. So that's just something I wanted us to remind ourselves about. So this whole people pleasing is literally a trap, honestly. It literally keeps you bound to others for life and their expectations rather than God's direction. So you're so fixated on other people's expectations of you instead of the direction that God is calling you to take. Because we have this thing, we want the approval of other people, of our friends. Meaning a happy friendship, you want the approval of your friends so bad. It's like, slow down. And I'm teaching myself, I'm learning that as well, too. And then Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24. I always read this when I say yes to people, just to make sure I'm intentional with my yes. And it reads, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for him or masters. So I remind every time when I'm saying yes to something and I'm doing something and I've given my yes, I always check before I even give my yes. It's like, am I doing it from human hat or my, you know, am I doing my work? Wherever I do it, like I said, right? Work at it with all your heart as you're working for the Lord. I'm always asking myself, am I working for the Lord, even this little thing I'm doing, or am I doing it for a piece of me because I want to people please. So that has also helped me to Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24 has helped me because that's my go-to verse whenever when it comes to work. And I'm saying, yes, in any capacity, I want to check my heart posture to make sure it's in alignment with God's will. So that will help you. The ultimate, your like, think about it as that your ultimate audience is God and not people. Because I know a lot of us, you know, we're just so fixated on people, you know. But your audience should be God. And also to thinking about like when we shift our focus, right, from pleasing people to honoring God, right, we'll literally find freedom. That's where freedom comes into play. So in terms of like breaking away from the people pleasing spirit is by really shifting our focus from just the people pleasing phase. Instead, like that face of like wanting to please people and just fix it our eyes and focus on Jesus and pleasing God, because freedom comes into that space when you start shifting your focus. Like, okay, I'm serving the Lord, not a master, not human master. So I'm serving God, not human master. So when I'm saying yes, I have to be intentional with my yes. And when I'm saying no, I have to be intentional in saying no to as well, because it is real out here. And I understand, because I've been there and I'm still, you know, walking the walk as well. So, yeah. And another thing I wanted to bring out as well is like, because I talked about wound, right? I talk about wound too. So sometimes those wounds can be the fear of rejection, because we've been rejected all our lives from our parents. Were friends in school, you know, just different spaces that we found ourselves in over the years, and we've dealt with rejection a lot. So because of the fear of rejection, we find ourselves in a space of people pleasing. So we say yes to avoid like the disapproval or conflict. And even when it's like something that's going to cause our peace, like the true peace that surpasses all understanding that the Lord has bestowed upon us, we intend to go and say yes, because we have that fear of rejection. We don't want to be rejected. Who love to be rejected anyway? Nobody loves to do that. But you also have to know, like, think about you. You're created by God. You're created in His own image. And you cannot be operating from a place of fear of rejection. And it's something that you have to daily pick up your cross and follow Jesus and say, you know what? Even if I'm rejected, I'm okay with it. I'll be content because I have Jesus. And then also too, that can be a space where we're operating from the like identity crisis. So I think if you don't know yourself, my therapist would say you carry wherever you go. So if you don't know you, you have a problem, right? So you won't know your worth. You won't know your worth, right? And you'll start thinking that your worth is actually tied to, you know, that space, like, you know, that I have to do this first. But if you don't know your worth, people will start telling you what your worth is because you're people pleasing them. So you start becoming like confused. You get confused about self-sacrifice with self-neglect, right? And then you don't really get to operate in true humility, because it is not like obedience, because you're not, that's fake humility, right? And obedience to God is not in terms of compliance to people. So you have to understand the difference as well. So that can stem from identity crisis. That whole people pleasing thing can stem from identity crisis, because something happened that we're not willing to deal with, or we're not aware, and the people around are not willing to, because people love the broken you. People love the version of you that is not healthy. People love the version of you that they can manipulate and take advantage of for their own gain. That's not peace. You're keeping more trouble than peace. You're creating more trouble than peace. An example I'll think about is, one of the examples I would think about in terms of people pleasing in the scriptures. There are a couple of examples. I'll give a couple, but let me talk about this one that is really evident. It's in the case of Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 to 6, in the case of Aaron, who was with Moses, right? Aaron, you know, when Moses went up to Mount Sinai, right, and he was taking long. He was there for a while, and the people were not patient enough, so they went to Aaron and said, hey, we don't know what might happen to, like, Moses. He's up there doing something. I don't know what he's doing. What happened to him? He brought us out of Egypt here, and now we don't know what's going on. Can you make us a god for our, you know, paraphrasing here? And he told them, hey, take off your, you know, your jewelry from your sons and daughters, your wives, and bring it. And then he made a calf, a golden calf, right, an image. And as God, and they started serving. So he was so in a space of pleasing people instead of the word that the Lord has given him. He's been moving with Moses. He's seen the hands of God. Like, he was with Moses when Moses went to Pharaoh and performed some of the miracle that God performed through Moses. But because he was so focused on pleasing these people and not being patient for the Lord and what God has already spoken, he fell into the trap of people pleasing, because all of them were like, let's do, and he went and created something. And God said, do not create, in Exodus 20 verse 1, because think about it, this is Exodus 32. So Exodus 20 verse 1, the Lord said, I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Now we see Aaron in Exodus chapter 32 creating one, because he's just in that space. He fell in the trap of people pleasing. So that's one example I would give you, right? The Israelite demanding to create a golden calf, he started being disobedient. And then we think about in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24, when Saul, you know, did not listen to the Lord, being disobedient. And what did the Lord do? He was disobedient to the Lord command, and he ended up pleasing people, and it cost him his kingship, right? And he asked Samuel, can I get, you know, please forgive me and please go with me. And then Samuel said, I'm not going with you because the Lord has taken, you know, decided to take you out. You're no longer king. You'll no longer be king. So people pleasing can cost you a lot. It cost Saul kingship. Think about what happened to Aaron. Because he fell into the trap of people pleasing. So what do you, like, right now, thinking about it, what are some of the things you can identify that is costing you, or you don't even know, but might be costing you a lot? There's a lot on the line when you start operating from the place of people pleasing. So yeah, those are a couple of verses. And another person I want to talk about was Peter, right? Because, you know, I love the Apostle Paul. I love the Apostle Paul, right? Think about Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 to 14, right? So when Paul was initially associated with the Gentile, but withdrew when the Jews arrived and fearing their opinion. But thinking that when you think about Galatians, the book of Galatians, right? Meaning in chapter 2. You know, context wise, right? It's like, no, circumcised, uncircumcised, we're all one, right? You know, there's Jews and Gentiles, we're all united in Christ Jesus. There's no differentiation. But how often do we operate in that space? Like, we'll be kiki ha-haing with somebody that we know this is good person. This is somebody that will ride for us. But because we have a clique of people, when other people show up, then we act like these people don't exist. This other person that I was just laughing with, that actually was helping, fell my soul, but because I'm scared of the opinion of these other people, so I, you know, kind of like shy away from, I walk away from that other person. And then when the person is going, then I show. We show up like that in our friendship as well, right? We show up like that in our friendship instead of us being authentically ourselves. And just saying, like, no, this person is, I love this person. I'm grateful that the Lord has placed them in my life. Now, they might not be operating in the same way in our lives, but, like, I'm grateful for them. And I'm grateful for you also too, because each of the individual that God placed in our life that we come in contact with are playing different roles. But because of people pleasing, we start operating a different way. And we see Peter operating a different way. So Paul had to rebuke him in public, just saying. So if you don't want to get rebuked, I would say stay away from that. Stay away from that. Now, I want to give practical ways that I do think will help us break from break away from, you know, people pleasing. And one of the things I would say is identifying the patterns that you've seen, right? It's important. Identify the patterns that you're seeing. For me, who are the people, question to ask yourself when you're navigating that conversation is like, who are the people you feel most tempted to please, right? What situation trigger your need for approval? Those are questions that, who are the people you tempted to please? I do reflection, introspective. And so I will reflect on things and I start identifying you know what? I'm always in this space and wanting to please this person. So who are the people that you feel like you most tempted to please? And then what situation triggers your need for approval? For me, I'd say ties to childhood. There's a lot there. I'm happy just going to therapy is helping, and then just reading the word of God to help me grow spiritually as well and help my mental capacity. Yeah. Another thing also too is to renew your mind. Chapter 12, verse 2, talk about, being transforming your mind, right? By the renewal of your mind, right? Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, right? Because that's where transformation take place. And that renewal of your mind means you are studying God's word, you are standing right, you are standing on God's word, you are reminding yourself of who God has said you are. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus now. And, question to also ask yourself in that moment, in that process of renewing the mind and reading God's word is like, what does God say about me? Like for me, what does God say about me? He said, I'm his masterpiece. I'm a royal priesthood. I've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has clothed me with his garment. Like there's a lot of things that the Lord has said about me that I'm taking in moments like that. It's like, that's how you know that self, because you carry yourself wherever you go, AKA my therapist. And then also too, just replacing the lie that you must keep, oh my God, this is real because sometimes we struggle with this, but you just have to replace the lie that you must keep, everyone happy, because we're in that space. We want to keep everybody happy. Hickey, haha. But like, are we really keeping people happy or at the expense of our own happiness? Right? As they said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. First, think about it. In order for me to love my neighbor, I have to love myself. So how are you keeping someone happy when you're not even happy? Right? That's not true. You're not being yourself, right? And reminding yourself that you're actually accepted in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6, right? You're actually accepted in Christ Jesus. You don't need to be accepted in another kingdom. The kingdom of God has already accepted you even before you came to the kingdom, right? Even before you profess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, the kingdom of God already accepted you, already crowned you with the, so it's like, no, replace that lie with who God says you are, right? Replace that lie of like, I need to keep everybody happy, I need to keep the peace, with the truth of who God says you are, right? You accepted in Christ Jesus. So that applause, that people pleasing needs to go away. Just want to say that. Okay. And then another one I want to say also too is just, start practicing now. Let's practice now. Let's start practicing. Say no. Like, no, I can't do it. Thank you though, but I can't do it. I don't have the capacity. Start practicing. No. That would help. That would help. No is a complete sentence. I learned that a while ago. No is a complete sentence. Meaning when I was reading a book on boundaries, that helped me a lot to cultivate the language to say no. And it's not an easy thing. Thank you for thinking of a couple of ways you can say that. Thank you for thinking of me, right? But I'm not available for that right now. That's the shortest way of saying that. And then also to choosing obedience over approval. That's another way to break free from it. Because you want to be obedient to the Lord, not to people. So pray before making commitment. I think it's important. I pray about everything. Okay? I pray about everything. And I'm not going to go to sleep because the Lord is going to convict me. So pray about things before anything, right? And then ask God, God, is this the assignment for me, or am I doing this out of, you know, obligations? Because sometimes we do things out of obligation because it's our friend, it's our loved ones, it's our family, and we're not doing it because this is the assignment that God is calling us into. So even with the opportunities that we take, okay, I'm just saying. But yeah, I just want to share that with you all as you, you know, hung out with me today. I feel like I just ran through a lot. But yeah, those are some of the scriptures that I want to give you guys. And there's a devotional option too that you can do. But yeah, I hope this episode was a blessing to you as you listen to it. I feel like I was saying a lot. But I think that's where my heart posture is. Now, before we go, I just want to pray for each and every one of us listening, because I'm actually going to listen to this as well. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do day in, day out. Lord Jesus, we're not perfect, but because you are perfect, you brought us into your marvelous light, oh Lord Jesus. We know there is no one like you. There's none can be compared to you. Father, we're grateful for all that you do, all you continue to do, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace, oh God. I pray, oh God, that each individual that listens to this episode will be blessed, that life will change, that it will take a step, oh God, to break free from the spirit of people pleasing, that they will want to please you and understand that they live for the approval of one person who's the King of glory, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. And that, Lord, there is no one like you, and there's none can be compared to you, because you sit on your throne and the earth is your footstool, Lord. I pray to God that it will approach your throne of grace, oh God, with every yes or no that they do, that they, you know, release to the word of Lord Jesus, to people, oh God, that will really come to you first, oh God, and ask, oh God, if this is the assignment, this is a yes that it needs to, that they need to give for this assignment, oh Lord. And then differentiating if this is an obligation or, you know, an assignment, Lord. I ask that you continue to order their steps in your word, O Lord Jesus, because we know there is no one like you and there's none can be compared to you. We bless and worship your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. All right. Love you. Bye.